The next patient is Susan Jenks. The last name is J-E-N-K-S. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female who is originally from New York. The patient has lived in Highlands County for the last 6 years. She is referred by Dr. Abraham. I, B like a boy, R, A, H, I, M, like a mic. For evaluation of the kidney function, this patient has a lengthy history of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, arterial hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. The hyperlipidemia in particular was difficult to control. The patient is currently in a combination of Repatha, R-A-P-A-T-H-A, and a Crestor, and the lipid profile has been under control. Hypertension is under control. 110 over 70. The peripheral vascular disease is asymptomatic. She quit smoking a few years ago, but she had the sequela of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that is another contributory factor for the progressive nephrosclerosis. The patient has been referred with several determinations of the kidney function. The serum creatinine is oscillated between 1.1 and 1.2 milligrams per deciliter, and the estimated GFR is between 45 and 50 mL per minute, and the urinalysis fails to show any evidence of proteinuria. The renal ultrasound was consistent with the benign bilateral cysts. The size of the right kidney, 10 centimeters in length. There is no thinning of the cortex. There is no evidence of hyperechogenicity, no evidence of obstruction. The left kidney is 9.7 centimeters, and there is no alteration in the parenchyma either. Cysts are present. As a conclusion, I think that the patient has CKD stage 3A without evidence of proteinuria. The patient has stopped the nicotine abuse. The blood pressure is under control, and the lipids are under control, and I don't anticipate this kidney function to deteriorate. She is very stable. I'm going to return her to the care of Dr. Abraham, and I will be more than happy to see her if Dr. Abraham considers that necessary. Thanks a lot for your kind referral.